Okay, the boys side. Today's daf is daf Ayin Tes, and this is being taped here in Miami Beach. We're holding on the fourth line. Remember, we had a machloikis yesterday between Chananya and the Rabbanon. The gab the halacha of Oisev Yes Benoy. It says in the pasuk b'shar Oisev Yes Benoy loisishcha tu biyay mechad kuli alma moide. That halacha is referring to the mami and the child. How do we know? Because the pasuk says Oisvi es benoi. Benoi means benoi hakoruch acharov, and that means which child is koruch after the parent. It's koruch after the mami parent, not after the tati parent. Okay, that's according to everyone. Then we had a machloikis whether ulta choshen lezera av, whether it's also a similar din of oisiv yes benoi, the father and the child. Now, even though it says in the word oisoi, which certainly sounds like the masculine form, doesn't nish geferlich, because the pasuk says v'shor oise, shor and se are the species of ox and sheep respectively, and the Torah is written typically in a Lush in a Zohar form. So therefore, the Shor is referring to Shor and Seh, which means the species of cow and ox and the species of sheep. And we're not referring specifically to the male or female ox and cow and sheep. Rather, we're talking generally about Shor and Seh. And then the word Oisai, Oisei, if it's referring to a person, of course, that would be masculine. But here, Oisei is really not he and its son, but really it and its son. So once it's it, then it can be both masculine and feminine. So that's really not an indication. The bottom line is, according to the Chachom, and according to everybody, the Benoi comes to tell you, Benoi Korach Acharov, that certainly includes the mommy. The question is whether it also includes the daddy. And that, Chananya says, Oisa is mashvalushin zachar, and therefore it's both father and mother when it comes to the din of Oisa v'yes benoi. How do we paskin? So we finished off yesterday the third, fourth line, Amr Rav Huna, Barchia, Amr Shmuel, Hilchasak Chananya, and therefore Oisa v'yes benoi is both don shecht, the daddy and the child, or the mommy and the child, b'yom echad. Same halach applies. And says, Yimor v'yaz v'shmuel etami, Shmuel goes l'shitosoi, where we'll find in a totally different context, not Oisev Yes Benoi, but the context of Kilayim, that the very same Machloikis applies, and Shmuel Paskins like Chananya. Did not, we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah Masechtas Kilayim. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Hanilodim in Asus, Avo Pisha Avien Chamor, Mutorin Ze Bezeh. The Poshe Pshat, the way the Gemara learns at this moment, the Gemara is going to talk about it in another few lines, but at the moment, the way the Rashi learns Pshat, you have a match made in heaven. Hanoilodim min asus, that means you have two children. One child was born from a feminine, from a Mrs. Sus, and from a Mr. Chamar. And similarly, the other animal was born from a Mr. Sus and a Mrs. Chamar. Therefore, both the chusin and kala, if you will, the two animals, are exactly the same min, same yichis, same father, sus, same mother, chamor, mutar and zebizet. There's no shaila that that's mutter, because they're the exact same species of pered, of mule, each one of them where the mami was a sus, and the daddy was a chamor. Aval, hanagdodim in a chamor, im hanagdodim in masus. However, if you're going to go and take mules, which are different, well, how are they different? One of them is the son of a father, chamor, and a mother, sus. The other one, which is a bas, a daughter of a father, sus, and a mother, chamor. Oh, then I got a problem. That already is asr. Why is that asur? Because it's considered to be two separate minim. One is a pered based on sus nekeva and chamor zachar, and the other one is a sus zachar and chamor nekeva. If you look at the Rashi, about 8 lines from the top, Avol, Prodom Hanelodom and Asus, Nikeva, Asur Min Prodom Hanelodom and Achamar Nikeva. So now what's the reason why? What's the problem? After all, both of them are mules. Zok Rashi, and that's what the Gemara is going to fear us in a moment. The Shema Ein Choshen Lazera Av, V'havei Hai Kuli Sus, V'havei Kuli Chamar. That's the Shaila over here. So let's look at the Gemara. V'yom Rav Yudah Meshmuel, Zudiv Rav Yehuda, the Omar. Ein Choshen Lazera Av. This Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Oima, this is the Das of Rav Yehuda alone. The Chacham disagree, and they hold Kol Minei Prodes Achas, saying all mules have the same yichus. It makes the difference: father chamar or father sus, mother chamar or mother sus. Makes no difference. Man Chacham Chanani the Omar Choshen Lezera Av. Vay Bar Susi v'Chamra Vay Bar Chamra v'Susia. Kula Chodem Mina Ninu. So what is all about? So Nachman, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have one pered, which is a pered from a Mrs. Sus and Mr. Chamor, and you have another parrot which is from a Mrs. Chamor and a Mr. Sus, those two don't allow them to mate. Why not? Either both called mules, both called prodois. No. The shaila is whether I'm choishes zera av. Rabbi Yehuda holds ain choishes zera av. If I'm not choishes zera av, I could care less who the father is. The father can be a chamor, the father can be a sus. That's not the issue. The issue is only who the mother is. Aluy. If the mother in one case is the sus, and the mother in the other case is the chamor, so even though the other one, meaning the father, was the opposite, in other words, together with the Mrs. Sus, we had a Mr. Chamor, and together with the Mrs. Chamor, we had a Mr. Sus, forget about the Mr. Ein choishin lezera av. They only look after the mother. And in one case, the mother was a sus. The other case, the mother was a chamor. See, now that they get married, they cannot mate. And that's why Yehuda says, don't let him in a chamor, and let him in a sus, asur. But according to Chacham, according to Chananya, that says choishin lezera av, is a bazoi, zok the Gemara, v'hai bar susya, v'chamra, v'hai bar chamra v'susya. This happens to be the child of a susya. Susya means a Mrs. Sus. V'chamra. And the other one is Bar Chamra Vesusya, the son of a Chamor and a Mesisus. It's actually Bar Susya Vachamra, Vahai Bar Chamra Vesusya. In other words, you got to reverse it. One is Sus and Chamor, the other is Chamor and Sus. Anyway, says Chachamim, says Chananya, Kul Uchod Minaninu, it's all the same min, even though this Chamor, this pered comes from a Mrs. Sus and a Chamor. And the other one comes from a Mrs. Chamor mit Asus. Good. Therefore, according to Chacham, it makes a difference. They're all parodies because you have 50% one, 50% of the other. Choshin lezera av. So it makes a difference whether the 50% is the Chamor and the other 50% is the Sus, or it's 50% the sus and the other one is the chamar. It's all the same. Kula chadamina. Okay. So, how do I see from this that Shmuel itameh, says Rashi? Because why did Shmuel insist on saying, Zu divir Rabbi Yehuda? Aval chachamim moimrim kol mine parodei sein. And then the Gemara said, Man chacham chananya. Shmuel should have said simply, Zu divir Rabbi Yehuda. The Amr ein choshev zarav. Aval chananya oimer. And that's why kol mini prades achasein. By giving Chananya the title Chachomim, is the chasim that Shmuel held that that's the das harabim against Rabbi Yehuda, who is the das hayachid. Right, more ibaylu. On the side it says mifshit pshitalei le Rabbi Yehuda dein choshen zera'av oydum mesapkalei. What does Rabbi Yehuda really hold? He holds I don't care about zera'av at all. I'm not goyres it. Or maybe he says, Yichobasofik. I'm not sure. Okay. Pray to my nafkimina. What would be the nafkimina if I don't hold at all or if I have a suffik? Very simple. The mishri pri im ho'eng. To go and allow for the child, for instance, which happens to be a let's go and take a simple case. You have a sus and a chamor that married, that mated, and the the sus was a female sus. They produced offspring. And now that offspring, is that offspring allowed to go and live with the same min as its mother? Right? He had, again, a Mrs. Sus and a Mr. Chamar. They had a child. That child is a mixed breed, a parrot. Is that parrot allowed to live with a horse, with a sus? If it's parshed by Rabbi Yehuda, that ain choshen zera'av, so the fact that the father was a chamar is le'mal of le'mayr, I could care less. But the mother is a sus. Oh, and now I have the child that we're talking about, the child is a sus because the child was born to a sus and a chamar, and I don't care about chamar because ain choshen lezera ha'av. So this one is a sus. I want this baby sus now to go and live with another sus. I want the two to be horsing around. Sus with another sus. Oh, surely that's certainly permissible because it's the same min. But Eliyahu is maybe going to go and tell me, maybe according to Behuda, Taka, we are choishish lezera av. I'm not sure. Since I'm not sure, then priyama aim osir, then the pri, meaning the kalayim that's born to a Mrs. Sus and a chamor, would not be able to live with another sus because maybe this child is ashtik chamor, because choishin zera av. And that part of it, of this mixed breed, this parrot, was a shtik chamor, is not allowed to live together with a sus. It does the shayla, according to Rabbi Huda, do I totally discount the zera av and I could care less? It's as if it's non-existent. And so therefore, this child of a Mrs. Sus is a sus, and therefore can live with any other sus. Or do I go and say, no, I have to be choshish. Maybe this child, in fact, is a mixed breed. If it's a mixed breed, that's why I cannot go and live with another sus. So then, how did Rabbi Yehuda say before? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Avam nelodim in a chamorim and nelodim in a sus asurin." So again, it can work both ways. You could say that the reason why nelodim in a chamor, and nelodim in a sus asurin, is because if the mami is a chamor and the tati is a sus, this baby cannot live together with a child that's born to a tati who is a sus and a mami that's a chamar. Why not? Because on the one side, if you hold that ain choshen lezera av, okay, since one case the mami is a sus and the other case the mami is a chamar, they're not allowed to mate with each other because the child of one of them is a sus and the child of the other one is a chamar. So that's mifshe pshitale. Or it could be that I am choshish zera av, but the reason why I'm not allowed to have the two live together is because one of them is the product of a sus and a chamor, and the other one is a product of a chamor metasus, and therefore they're not the same. And maybe that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that neilodim in a chamor and neilodim in a sus asurim, not because he holds mifshe pshitale that ain choshen zerav, because he's svukim sapkele. It's konzain efshiya. And since it's konzain efshiya, that's the reason why I don't want a chamor type of parrot to meet, to mix and to mate with a sus type of parrot. Is my, how are we going to be poishet toshimar? Yehuda oimer, kol neilodim in a sus av bishavim chamor mutarim ze bezeh. Now that's the first part of the Mishnah that we quoted up above. What did Yehuda say? So now, the way we learned it previously was, and that's how the Gemara is going to start off, L'choyre means all offspring of female horses are allowed to go and mate with all offspring of male chamoyre. And it'll be mamish, a match made in heaven. That both the chusin and the kala have the same yichas. Both the chus and the kala have a mother a sus and the father a chamor. So, freidimor hechidami, is that the case? Ilei medavu dahai chamor, bavu dahai chamor, and the ime of this one is a sus, and the ime of this one is a sus. Freidimor tzricha lemeima, tzichadav poshit. What's the chiddush of Yehuda that they're allowed to live together? Freshet they mamish exactly the same crossbreed, where the fathers are both chamorim and the mothers are both susim. Elav lechoyra muzmenjong. What was Rabbi Yehuda coming to tell us? Davudahai sus, vavudahai chamor. Ah, it's talking about that you have a sus. Sus mated with a sus, and they had a child, a sus. And then you had a sus that mated with a chamor, and they had a child, a parrot. And what are we saying? You're telling Mutar and Zem is that. You know why the two can go and be together with one another? Because even though one is the offspring of a sus and a chamor, the other one is pure sus, who cares? We totally discount the zera av. We only look at the zera aim. Alma mefshe pshitalei. And therefore I see it's a dava pashit, according to Yehuda, that as long as the mother is a sus, is a sus, is a sus, I could care less whether the father is a sus or a chamar. Makes absolutely no difference. And that's the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Hanilodim in a sus. Any offspring of a sus, Avopi, even though some of them are vi and chamar, Mutarim Zebezeh, makes no difference because I'm not choishish lezera av. Oh, so I see that Mifshep Shitalei, that you're not choishish. Everyone like, Le'olam di avodai chamar, avodai chamar. Really, both of them, the fathers are chamoyrim, and the mothers are both susim. What's the chiddush? After all, it's exactly the same crossbreed, the same parrot. Because what's happening is, as a result of the fact that I have, looking for something, how can I help you? Mommy? As a result of the fact that you have a crossbreed. One is a sus and a chamar, and the other is a sus and a chamar. They're exactly the same. However, the female sus and the chamar, the sus part is living with the chamar part of the male. And in the case of the chusin, his chamar part is living with the sus part of the kala, and maybe therefore it should be prohibited. Kamash malon. No, that since they're exactly the same, sus met chamar, no issue. So you're going to tell them, but what was the havamina? L'chayra, they're exactly the same. So if you look at the second Toises says that you have something parallel. You have a chutzi eved, chutzi ben chayrin, is not allowed to go and live with a chutzi shivcha and chutzi bas chayrin. Why not just say the same thing over there, that the eved lives with the shivcha and the ben chayrin with the bas chayrin? But you see, you don't say that. So I might have thought that the same thing applies to this sus and the chamar. That you can't have a chutzi sus and chutzi chamar living with a chutzi sus, chutzi chamar, even though they're exactly the same, same fathers, same mothers, kamash malon, that's the chiddush. Anyway, so bottom line is, we have not been able to be poshed our shayla. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Mifshe pshitalei, or tzvuki mesapkalei? His tashima, let's try to bring another right. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, prada shetvo tovom. You have a female mule that's being tevea. Tevea means it's telling its parents, I'm already of shidduch age. I want to get married. I want to go and find a mate. The only one that you can allow to live with this brother would be another parrot, not a sus and not a chamor. This is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda says, a brother that is the offspring of Lamashal, a female sus, and a male chamar, we are totally discount the male chamar, because Mishab Shitalei that ain't chosha zera av, so the only zera they have to worry about is the mami, which is a sus. Let this brother go and marry whatever the min of the mother was. If the min of the mother was a sus, let him marry a sus. If the mother of the brother was a chamar, let the brother marry a chamar. So why does it say it can only marry mina? Mina would mean that it has the same crossbreed as it is. Every Amar is talking about, and so therefore, is the haraya that it's not mifshep shitalei, it's vukim sapkalei. I'm not sure what this brother is. Is this brother take only a sus, if the mami was a sus, because ain choshen zerav? Or maybe it's 50% sus, 50% chamar, because I am choshen zerav. And therefore, the only one I can live with is mina. Is the choyrab can be poishet ar shayla that itaka holds that choshen zerav, that svuki mesapkleim choshen zerav. Everything why not? No, you have no right. Talking about a situation where you cannot tell whether this brother's mother was a sus or a chamar. At the time that the brother was born, you can go and tell who the mommy is. But it's talking about someone who was not there at the time of the Leda, only found this brother afterwards walking in the street a month later or a day later or even 5 minutes later. He or she did not witness the birth, so they don't know whether the father was a sus or the father was a chamar. However, you cannot let this brother live with either sus or chamar because I don't know whether the mother was a sus or whether it was a chamar. What's my elamina? Mina means I know which min it is. So look at Rashi right next to our Gemara. Elamina ktani. Vilo yadinan ibas susya vibas chamoira. My permavina law. How can you go and be marbia any perid whatsoever? Omer Rabbi Yehuda said above. Hanoilad minasusya asur minoilad minachamoira. Even though these are both pradim or pradois, one happens to be, however, a sustika chamor. The other one is a chamor dika chamor. I'm sorry, a sustika parrot, and the other one is a chamor dika parrot. So Rabbi Yehuda already said before that's the second part of Rabbi Yehuda, right? 8 lines from the top. Avla nilod min chamor yam nilod min asus asur. Is a bazoi dokti imara. How does it say elamina ktani? I don't even know who the min is because I don't know whether the father was a sus or a chamor, or the mother was a sus or chamor. Everything marhachi karma. We have to make a slight change in the wording or the pshat. Ain marbin alel loy min sus v'loy min chamor l'fish ain yoidem b'mida b'mina. Since I don't know this particular parrot, which whether it was a parrot son of, or it's a prada, daughter of a chamor and a sus, or a daughter of a sus and a chamor, ich weiß nicht. So then I can't go and live with anybody. Even if I hold ein choshen zera'av mifshib shitalei, but I don't know who the mother is. Ich weiß nachalsnish. Is the mother a sus or a min a chamar? Ein yod memina. Freit imara v'liv doik besimanim. Let's go mi boidik. It's easy to tell whether this parrot is chamar and sus or sus and chamar. The Amar Abaye. Abaye says ovi kolei. If you see that the sound made, I'm not sure what a parrot's sound is, whether it's neighing or braying or whatever you call that sound, ovi kolei, if it's a thick type of noise and it's bar chamra, then you know the father was a chamor. Sinif kolei bar susia, not the father or the mother, probably the mother. If it was a avi kolei bar chamra, says Rashi, imoy hoy se chamor, it's a simon that it's that the mommy was a chamor. Sinif kolei, however, Rashi says sinif means tzol, that means a clearer sound, not a thick sound, but a clearer sound, then that's a bar sus, you know for sure that it's from a sus. So you can tell. V'yomer HaPapa, Papa says, I have another rye. Rav Ravon Udnei V'zutra Gnufse, if it has big ears and a short tail, that's a bar chamra. If it's Zutra Udnei, if it has small ears, for Rav Gnufse and a big tail, that's a bar susia, just like the mummies. So why can't you tell whether, you're telling me, I don't know, ain't marbina le. Why? Because she ain't yodim b'mina. I don't know whether it was from a sus and a chamor, a chamor and a sus. You have these simanim, you can tell immediately. So Gemara says a big, big doichak. Hachma iskinen, this whole memra of Rabbi Huda that we're talking about, which is Tuseft in Mesechtas Kelaim, Rabbi Huda says, Prada Shetova, ain't marbina le le sus le chamor, ele mina. You know what that's talking about? It's talking about that this parrot Nebuch is number one illness. Illness means that it's an elam, cannot speak, so I don't hear any noise. And it's also gidmis. Gidmis means it's amputated. Where is it amputated? Zok Rashi, mizanav u'miyaznayim. It's hotnish. In Yiddish it says hotnish ken nishkafis. Here it doesn't have a zanav, it doesn't have a znayim, it doesn't have ears, and it doesn't have a tail, so I can't tell what type of parrot it is. Oh, in such a case, it's I can't tell. That's the Ukimta. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says, Pradesh Tova, you can't be Marbiya Nishka Sus and Nishka Chamor because I don't know which one it is from. Is this father Chamor, mother Sus, or is it father Sus and mother Chamor? Ich weiß nicht. Because of that, don't allow it to be Marbiya on anyone because maybe Svukim Esabkale, that the Koshin Zera'av, and therefore this might be 50% Chamorah, this is a 50% Sus, etc. Anyway, my Havalah. Lamaisa Vos Halt Reb Yehuda. Toshima Diyom Rafuna Breit Reb Yishua Hakal Moidim B'Priyama Eim She'osa. Everybody agrees, even Reb Yehuda agrees. The Priya aim is also that if you have the marshal, the mother was a sus and the father was a chamar, and they had a child, so therefore I would say, so this child has the status of a sus, let it go and live with another sus, in other words, with the same min as the aim. No, that's also, that's prohibited. Because Shemami, know why? Because I'm not sure whether I'm choshish or zerav. If I would know for sure that choshish is zerav, then it wouldn't be a problem. Because then I would know what the din is. I call him priya aim, pri imma aim she osa. Pri aim is zicha osa. Then this goes even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why should it go? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda holds mifshit pshitale, that I discount and I don't care about the zera av, so then the child is the child of a female sus. Why can't the child live with another sus? It's the chasimin, because I'm choishish, I maybe go after Zera'ah, but therefore this is the chaperet, and it has in it 50% chamar. According to Rabbanan, for sure, you don't allow for it, because choish and chum are choish and Zera'ah. That's why such a mixed breed can never live with the aim, because this is two separate meaning. This is chamar and sus, and this is just sus alone. But even according to Yehuda, since it says, hakol moidim, that you don't allow for priyam aim, is the charai that he's svukim asapkali, maybe I'm choshe zera'ab, and therefore don't allow for this mixed breed to go and live with the mother, which was lamushal asus, because peret is nishkasus, peret is 50% sus and 50% chamor. In other words, mistapik, may. Shmaminos the charai that even Rabbi Yehuda is takim mistapik, because if Rabbi Yehuda would hold for sure that ain choshe the zera'ab, so forget about the Av. I don't care what the Av was. The Av could have been a dinosaur. It wasn't enough kemina. As long as the aim happens to be a sus, it should be able to live with any sus. The fact that it says, Hakol Moedim Prima Aim Asur is the Charaya, that even Rabbi Yehuda is Choshish Mitzad Sveika. He's Mistapkele, but I'm Choshish Zer Av Shmamina. Omele Rab Abba Leshame. Rab Abba said to his Shamas, Im Eilisli Kudnaisa. Kudnaisa are mules. If you're going to bring in mules, berispak is an agola. Agola means a wagon. We had rispak in the Sechtes Gittin that one learns in Tisha B'Av, that is a result of a whole controversy about an agola made out of particular wood for a special chariot. Because of that, the Gemara says, Nebuch was the Chorban Abayas. Anyway, he uses that term, the rispak, about such a fancy wagon. Anyways, he's telling him, you want to go and have mules draw this wagon? Ayin, go and look for l'hanach d'dami d'adoda, they should be exactly the same, both of the two animals which are drawing, if one happens to be a male and the other is a female, be careful that they should both be the same in terms of their aznayim and their zonov, and presumably in their kol, v'ayali, ayin l'hanach d'dami d'adoda v'ayali, bring dafka those. In other words, don't go and have mixed breed of chamor and sus with sus and chamor. He doesn't hold from chash v'zera'av. Look at the last Rashi. Since I don't know, I don't care who the zera'av is, so that is totally eliminated from the equation. So I only look at the mother. Here the mother of this peret is a chamoira. Here the peret's mother or father, mother is a sus. Ooh, so you can't allow the two to go and mate. The choshin says Rashi, kulin shavim shebekul niyesh beis tzedon. If you're going to hold choshin l'zera'av, so vosem enaf gemina, a product of an offspring of sus and chamor. And this one is offspring of chamor and sus. Who cares? They're all prodem products. They're all built. Is the charai then choshen zera'af? Azei hal to Reb Abba. And Zimara, but I also hear from this that simonim are the araisa. Only simonim are the araisa. Since Reb Abba said to his shamas, You can rely on the siman whether or not it has a long tail or a short tail, or whether it has long ears or short ears. But this is only simanim. And we're talking about hilchos kilayim. It's a diraisa. It's a chasim legabi. In yonim diraisa, I can rely on simanim. And therefore, says Rashi, when we get back to Mesechtes Bo Metziah, Ela Metziahs, and you have to return an Aveda. Not only do you return an Aveda if you have two Edim that say that this shirt belonged to Yankel, but even if Yankel has a Simon, you also have to give him back the shirt because Simonim Diaries. Okay, Tan Rabban. Oysim yes benoi noiheg bekelaim ubekvi. Rebleza oimer, kelaim habo mena ezim mena rochel. Oysim yes benoi noiheg boy. But kvi and ois vebzonoi noyeg boy. So we have a machloikis over here between the Tanakam and Reb Lezer, and this Tanakam and Reb Lezer are going to take us for the rest of today's Amud Beis and into tomorrow's Amud Aleph. Vashteto, we have ois vebzonoi is noyeg be kilayim. Kilayim, we'll see in a moment, lechoyritz talking about, let's say you have an eiz and a rochel. Eiz means a goat. A rochel is a female sheep, which we call a ewe. That everybody agrees that oisiv yes benoi noig bekalayim. We're saying oisiv yes benoi. If the eiz and rochel mated, and they have a child, you want to go and check now the rochel, that's the mommy, together with the child. Kuli ala moide, even though the child is a mixed breed of the eiz and the rochel, oisiv yes benoi is noig bekalayim. Everybody, that's Tanakam and Reb Lezer. Shaila is only the gabe the kvi. What says the kvi? We'll see in a moment. A kvi is the product of a behema and a chaya together, like a tayush and a tzvia. Tayush is from the goat family, tzvia is from the deer family, so it's behema and a chaya. There we have a machlokes, where the Tanakam says, if you have the product of a tayush and a tzvia, or we'll see a tzvi mit a tiyosha, about the mezeh. So that is one min, and that's what we call a kvi. And we want to go and check the same day together with its mommy. Mommy, let's say, was a tzviya, and the child is a kvi. You're not allowed to go and check both together according to Tanakama, but Reb Lezer holds that you are allowed to go and check the two together. Now we're going to explore what's the svara of Reb Lezer and the Chacham. Anyway, bottom line is, before we get to kvi, if you're talking about a regular case of kilayim, Eiz and Rochel mated, they had a child, kuli ala moide, the mother is Rochel, the mother Rochel is a ewe, it's a female sheep. Whatever the product is, makes no difference what the child looks like an Eiz, like a Rochel, like a mixed. Don't shecht the Rochel together with the child, because of the din of Ois v'es benoi, l'yisishka tu b'yoymechot. According to Hananya, the same thing would apply to the A's. Don't check the A's and the child be a mechad, ois v'es benoi. The machlok is on the gabi, the kvi. So now on to the Gemara. Omer of Chizda, five lines at the top. Eizeu kvi shenechuk ubay rablez v'chacham. Which one is that kvi? Now you all are familiar with the term kvi. Kvi is a very, very special animal. According to our Gemara today, is a machlok is between rablez and the chacham, where the kvi is a what status does it have? Does it have the status of a behema or a chaya? But there's in fact another shita that holds it's buried bifnei atzmohi. According to our Gemara today, Rabbi Yirmiyah and the Chachamim, not Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Blaise and the Chachamim both hold that a kvi is produced by the mating of a behema and chaya. Mitchell will see tomorrow that there's a mandiyama that says that's impossible. A behemah and a chaya, when they mate, do not produce any offspring, zero. And kvi just happens to be a beria b'fnei atzmoi. It happens to be a totally separate beria, and we, the chachamim, have no idea, is it from the behemah family, or is it from the chaya family? We'll see that tomorrow. But today, for our purposes, what's the definition of kvi? Zehabom min atayosh, or min hatzviya. Tayish is a goat, Tzviya is from a female deer. Hey, Chidami. Ilem b'tayish bo al ha-tzviya v'yolda. Oh, what we were just talking about. Male goat, female deer, they mated, v'yolda and the Tzviya gave birth. V'kashochet lo ulebra. And now we're shechting the Tzviya and the baby. And that's where the machloikis is, l'choyer between the Tanakam and Reb Lezer. Says, Yimov Amrev Chizda,
Hakol moidim v'hi tzviya u'bino tayosh. That's what we're just talking about. Tayosh mit tzviya. Shepater. Everybody would agree that you're potter. What means everybody agrees to potter? Both the Tanakama and Reb Lezer. Even the Tanakama that says ois v'es benoy noig b'kvi. Here you would agree that it's potter. Why? Because let's look at the mami. The mami here is a tzviya. The pasuk says v'shar oise. Oise v'es benoy. And we said already oisoi means the mami. V'es benoy. Okay, according to Hanani it's both. But certainly it's the mami. So if it's the mami, and the mami is a tzviya, the Torah doesn't answer a person to go and shecht the tzviya with its offspring in one day. The Torah only answered a shor oisel with its offspring in one day. Therefore, says the Gemara, konish zayin, that's where the machlokes is. How come everybody would agree that if the mother is a tzviya and the father is a tayush, even the Tanikama would say, potter from the din ois ves benoy. Why? Because seu benoy am rachmana means shor oise ois ves benoy am rachmana v'lo tzviu benoy nishka tzviu dus tachat tzviu el lechoyim muzayim puk faket b'tzviu bo ala tiyosha, that the father was a tzvi and the mother was a tayish, tayish being a goat. Goat of course is from the se family, like it says in the posik say ksovim v'sei izim. Aha. Okay, so the tayish, the goat, is from the se family, the yold, and it gave birth the goshochet lo. Ulebron, the person now shechting the tiyosha, which is a goat, which is a seh, and shechting its child, and that's where the machloikis is. Fredi Mover Rav Chisda, hakol moedim behi tiyosha ubenot tzvi. The case that we're talking about, the mami is a tiyosha. Shechayiv, everybody would agree chayiv. Seh merachmanu ubenoi kolduhu. After all, the mother is certainly a seh. Seh gomer, it's a tiyosha. It's a full-fledged seh. The benoi, however, a benoy, a child is a child is a child is a child. So shor oise, oise v'yes benoy, says Rav Chisda, everybody would agree in such a case that yechayv oise v'yes benoy. So I don't understand. It's Rav Chisda on the fifth line that started speaking. Amar Rav Chisda, zeh kvish nech goy rebelez v'chacham. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about a tayish mit a tzviya or a tiyosha mit a tzvi, and according to both cases, Rav Chisda himself said, "Vom Rav Chisda hakol moedim behi tzviya u benot tayish." And now again, "Vom Rav Chisda hakol moedim behi tiyosha u benot tzvi." So where's the machlokes? Everyone will oil be tayish and bala tzviya. Oh, that case that we're just talking about before, a tayish mit a tzviya. Oh, but we said, but if the mother is the tzviya, se om rachmana v'loy tzvi or v'loy tzviya. So tomorrow it's talking about not the mother with the child, but the child with the einikah. Tayish bala tzviya, and they produced a kvi. The yod bas. The kvi was a bas lamoshul. And now that kvi, in turn, gave birth, ubas yod ben, and gave birth to a child. Rashi says, yod ben lav davka, kvi bas, yod bas. But the point is that you now have the kvi, that's the offspring of the tayish and the tzviya. You got it, a kvi. And that kvi itself had its own child, the keshochet lo ulebra, and now you're shechting the kvi and its child together. Rabbanan tzav yichoshen zera'av, the sefa for the mitzaseh. I'm choshen zera'av, and therefore this kvi is 50% tayish. Since it's 50% tayish, and I'm choshen zera'av, oh, it's a chashik seh. It's not 100% seh, but it's 50% seh. I'm choishish for 50% seva for the mikta seh. And therefore, this is a classic case, not a classic case, but it's a case of shor oiseh, seh being the produce, the offspring of the tayish mitzvah, and choishin zera'av, is the 50% seh. So there's ois ves benoy, it's also, and that's why the Tanakhama said, ois ves benoy noy bikvi. For blood and sober, ain't choishin zera'av. Nah! I could care less about zera'av. So therefore, I don't have the hechatimt of saying zeva filim mikzaseh. Why not? Because I discount totally zera'av. Zera'av has nothing to do with anything. And this is a tayish abal tzviya. So that the child then that we're talking about, the kvi, is a total tzvi, a total tzviya, because I don't care about the zera'av. If it's a tzviya, se'am rachmana v'loy tzviya. Okay, Zoktimor, so I see that the machloikis between the Tanakam and Blazer is tied into the shaila of choshen lezera'av. That according to Rabbanan, choshen lezera'av, and therefore this child, actually now it's the mother, it's even though it's only 50% tayish, and the tayish is from the father's side, but choshen lezera'av, so therefore it's a seh. If it's a seh, you can't go and check that seh with its child. Why not? Seba for the miktaseh. Rabbi Lezer says, "Ain choshen lezera'av." No. This child is not called a seh at all. This child is only called a tzvi or tzviyah. And the tzviyah, if it has a child, so you can check them b'yom echad. The only iser is shor oiseh. So tomorrow, if that's the machloikis, v'lifli b'choshen lezera'av, the pluk t'chanai b'rabbanon. Why did the Rebbe and Rabbanon have to talk about such a strange situation of that they made it mitakilayim, and now there's a child, and now the question is, does the child have the status of going after the mother, after the father, miktsaseh? Have a simple situation. What's the machloek chanani b'rabbanan? Do I say the din of ois v'espanoi only applies to mommy animals or also to daddy animals? Very simple. So to what? Ipligi bahi, if that would be the machloek, is have a minute. Baha, I feel the rabbanan moidu. The seba for the miktsaseh lo yamrina. Let's assume that that was the svara of the chacham. That what choshen lezera'av. And since a choshen lezera'av, I have over here a situation of a tayish mitat tzvia. Since the tayish is a set, right? Tayish is the set family. I'm choshen lezera'av that the child is a miktsaseh. Now when I have a miktsaseh, don't allow shechita of the miktsaseh together with its child. Says the Gemara, one second. Even if the Rabbanan hold choshen lezera'av, they might still hold that you don't say sev afil miktsaseh, because the Torah only asks ois v'espanoi shor oiseh oiseh v'espanoi. What's the definition of shor oiseh? That the mami is either a shor or the mami is a seh. If the mami is only a 50% seh, maybe even the chachamim would agree. Sevafil miktsaseh lo yamrinan. So even though the chachamim hold choshen lezera'av, those takazeh they are fine. That's the gabe a daddy animal together with its child. Don't shecht b'yom echad. But now if the daddy and the mommy had such a mixed breed, a crossbreed, where the father was a tayish and the mother was a tzviya, and they have now a child, and now that child, everybody agrees, is not more than 50%. Fine. It's 50%. Choshen lezera'av. But it's only 50%. So maybe the Torah doesn't aser ois v'espanoi if the father or the mother is a 50% seh. Because the Torah says, shor oiseh, aganse seh. So I wouldn't know. That's why Agmar has to tell us that the chum go one step further. Not only the choshen lezera'av, but the also seh v'afila miktsa seh. Frank Dimon, let me ask you another kasha. Now from a different connection. We're not talking about kilayim now, and we're not talking about ois v'espanoi, but we're going to the din of kisi adam. And we know that kisi adam only applies to chayois and to oifois, not to behemois. But the name of the Mishnah. The is their Mishnah. Mishnah Mesecht is Bikurim. Shteta zoi, kvi, ain't shech to be yontif. Don't go and check the kvi on yontif. You know why you can't go and check on Yontif? Because you're not allowed to go and do Kisi Hadam on Yontif if it's not necessary. To go and dig up earth on Yontif is prohibited. If you're doing it for the mitzvah of Kisi Hadam, it would be permitted, because you're not doing it for Harisha in the field, you're doing it for Kisi Hadam. But if you're not sure what you need to do Kisi Hadam, you can't just go and start digging up your field. So therefore, kvi ain't shech nice b'yontif, don't shech the b'yontif, because I have a shaila, whether the kvi is a behaima, and therefore don't do kisi adam, or whether it's a chai, and then you do have to do kisi adam. Tim shchotei, and if you did shech it, b'dievet, ain't mechasses his damai, because don't mitzad safik be oivran and iser of digging up the offer, don't do kisi, you won't be mekayem the mitzvah. Okay, I'm sorry, but at least don't be oivran the aver. So, Frey Timara, who is the Tana over this Mishnah, and what is he holding? How did you get to this Kvi in the first place? Is it talking about a male Taish with a female Tzviya? The olden had a child. Bein Rabban, Bein Rab Shimon, Lishchot Vilichsi. I don't understand why we shouldn't shecht. We know for sure that the mami of this kvi was a tzviya. And so therefore, for sure, your choshes lezera aim, and therefore this kvi is certainly a from the tzvi family. It's tzvi v'afilu miktas tzvi. When the Torah says, go and do kisi adam, any type of animal, any type of chaya, whether the chaya happens to be 100% chaya, or 50% chaya, do the kisi adam, because 50% of this animal is zikr a tzvi, because we're talking about the mother was a tzviya, and everybody agrees that choshen lezera ha'ein. Ella b'tzviya ba'ala tiyosha v'yolda. It's just the opposite. Tzvi lived with a tiyosha. Aha. So either Rabbanon, Lishchot v'lichsi, according to Rabbanon, we should still be Shoychot, because since Rabbanon are Choyshishim, Lezera'av. This is not the same Rabbanon that argued with Hananiah. This is Hananiah himself. This is the Rabbanon that argued with Reb Lezer, and these Rabbanon hold like Hananiah. And therefore, I'm Choyshish Lezera'av. If I'm Choyshish Lezera'av, I have a Tzvi that lived with a Tiyosha. Fine, okay, so the Mami is Tiyosha, Mazel Tov. But Choyshish Lezera'av. And this Av happens to be a Tzvi. So Lishchot v'lichsi. Go and shecht on yontiv and let be machasa, because se vafilim mitzvah se, or tzvi vafilim mitzvah tzvi. Go and do the kisui. So why can't you go and shecht the chetchila? Why can't you do the kisui? Even Rebbe, they're talking about a blazer, lishchot v'loy lichsi. You can shecht the chetchila and don't be machasa, because since Rebbe Lezer holds ein choshishin lezera ha'av, the only zera that I have over here is a tzvi with a tiyosha. So the only zera is the tiyosha, which is a behema. So then you're potter. So go and check, and there's no din of kisi adam. Everyone oil the tziyah by the tiyosha. Oh, the case that we just talked about, tziyah by the tiyosha. So now, why does it say lechatchila don't go and check? Rabban asuki mesapkelahu. Chum have a sofik. Yichoshin zera av. He ain't choshin. And therefore, since they don't know whether I am choshin or not, in other words, not that they're rabban hold like Hanani. Rabban say ichveisvish. Ef sheyeh. So if I am choshe zera'av, then I have a 50% tzvi. You have to do kisi adam. If I'm not choshe zera'av, then I have no tzvi at all. I only have tiyosha, and there's no din of kisi adam. And therefore, tzafik, don't go and shech lechila, and if you shecht it, don't do kisui. Fine. So Gemara, let's now be medayik. Umid l'rabbanan, misap kelahu. Since we see that rabbanan have a tzafik, efshi or efshenisht, the choir, what's the machloek with Reb Lezer, pshitole. It's posh to him that there ain't choshishin lezera av, and since ain't choshishin lezera av, that's why he would respectfully disagree with this mission, and that's why he disagrees with halacha above, legabi kelai, and legabi oisvi espanoi. So now the Gemara is going to go back. V'hadasanya. Let's go to yet another halacha. What's the next halacha? Zeroy l'chaim v'akeva. Zeroy l'chaim v'akeva are three matonois that you have to give to the Koyin from all chulin animals. We're not talking about kochim. Kochim, we give the choz of v'shoik from a shlomen. Here we're talking about a chulin animal, you have to go to Israel, l'chayam v'keva. Why don't we do that nowadays? We're going to have that in a later perek of our mesechta. But l'maisa, in the times of Chazal, it was noyig, b'kvi, or b'kilayim. Now why is it noyig b'kvi or b'kilayim? Because 50% of the kvi is talking about the behemah. Although it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, the Zeroy L'chayam V'keva is only by behemahs, Rashi says that's the mashmoyis of the pasuk. See Rashi, the second wide line. Zeroy L'chayam V'keva, im short im se, ksiv behu, that you have to go and do kisi adam, u'mashma d'ein na'agi m'chai, it's mashma. Doesn't say beferish, mashma that is no only by behemah, not by chai. Okay, so now I have a case of the, I said kisi adam. These matons. State on the braisa, by kvi give it, and by kelaim. So to where a blazer oimer, kelaim abom, and a ezim and a rachel chai matonis, then you have, because both sides are behemoths, so certainly there's a chiev of matonis. Min a kvi, potem and a tonis. You're potem and give matonis. Why? Because of the tzvi portion in this kvi. So now let's again examine what's the case. Melaiskin. Even a taisha bar a tzvi, we're talking about a taisha that lived with a tzviya, the old and had a child. And that's the kvi. Mishnah that Reb Lezer, the potar. You know, Reb Lezer holds that it's potter, right? Reb Lezer said, Kelaim abom and ezim and rachel, chaim atonis, men a kvi potter men atonis. Why does he hold men a kvi potter men atonis? Because sober se, vafilim mitzah se, loyam rina. He holds you don't say se, vafilim mitzah se.
So now, since we're talking about a tayish abo al hatzviya, so it's 50% tayish, even if I hold choshen lezera ha'av, but it's only a mikzaseh, right? Because it's, the father is the tayish, the mother is the tzviya. Tzviya, you don't have to give matonis, only the tayish part. But the tayish is only a mikzaseh. And Rashi brought the pasukim shorim seh, you have to go and give matonis. But not if it's only a 50% seh. As a bishlam that blazed the pot, like a sevaseva for the mikzaseh, he doesn't hold from this. Therefore, that's why you're pot. And the Rabbanan hold that you're chayiv to give matonis. Neither kasavi seva for the mikzaseh. Fine, the Rabbanan hold that seva for the mikzaseh, and therefore, even though it's only 50% of tayish, but fine, you still have to give matonis. So, the why? Mishlam pal galo yoyev lay. 50%, you're certainly off the hook, because 50% of this animal is a chai. You only have to go and give 50% from a behemoth, because the whole din of matonis only applies to behemoth, said Rashi, not to chai. So since 50% of this kvi is a chai, then you certainly part him from 50% of the matonis. Either pal, but even on the second half, lay malay, let the owner say to any kohen that comes and says, hey, give me half of your zroya, l'chayayim, makeva, zokt er, so the balabos can go and say to the kohen, I say, right, choshe zera'av, which kohen? Since this whole din of choshe zera'av is choshesh, not that we know for sure, we're choshesh. If you can prove that that's the halacha, choshe zera'av, since this happens to be a chutzi tayosh, then I'll be happy to go and give you zera'av, l'chayayim. But if you cannot prove it, I don't have to give you anything. I'm waiting to have a olava rayo. Elzei mor b'tzvi abo ala tiyosha v'yolda. It's talking about a tzvi, that was the father's side. Tiyosha is the mother's side. It's bishlam again, and the matonis have to give out the tayish, that's the mother's side here. Bishlam rabbanan my chayiv. What do the chum mean when they chayiv? Say chayiv, they mean b'chatzi matonis. Why chatzi matonis? Because since 50% is tzvi, and I'm choishish for that 50%, so then you're not entitled to more than the 50% represented by the mother, the tiyosha. So that makes sense that it says that you're chayiv, not that you're chayiv in full matonis, you're chayiv in chutzi matonis. Eler blazer l'chayiv b'kuli matonis, according to a blazer that holds ein choishish in lezera ab, so I totally discount that the father was a tzvi. I could kill us. The father could be a horse, it could be a tzvi, it could be a rhinoceros, it could be a hippopotamus. The important thing is the tiyosha. No, tayish is the from the goat and from the sheep family. So you should have to go and give ganza matonish kahalba matonois. Everyone the oilam bitzvi habo ala tiyosha. The older. It's talking about a tzvi that lived with a tiyosha and had a child. In other words, that was the case that we just had now. For a blaze anami mesukum sapkalei, ichoshen zera aviloi. And Reblaze has the same shaila. Am I choshe zera'av? And therefore the father was a tzvi or not? And therefore, the choyre kum techoz, we said before, the rabbanim mesup mesap galei, and now we're saying that even, that was by the luch of kisi adam, that's the reason why the chachamim didn't say automatically, go and check, because I have over here a chutzi tzvi. No. Maybe choshe zera'av, maybe I ain't choshe zera'av. So it's a suffix. That's why I don't go and check the chadchila on yontif. Here I'm saying according to a blazer it's a suffix, and that's the reason why you don't have to go and give any matonis. So for Eitimara, if you came into the Rabbanim Esapkelu, the Rabbanim by the Hilchois Kisi Adam said, I have a suffix. Reblazer in the halacha of the matonis has a suffix, both of them the same suffix. Choshen zera avanat. So my bligi. So what's the machlokes? Everybody has the same chash. I don't know whether I'm choshen zera avanat. Everything machlokes is beseva filim mikzaseh. The rabbanan sabri seva filim mikzaseh. If you have a case of a tayish that lives with a tzvia, even though I'm choshen zera av, so therefore I'm concerned that this offspring now is a tayosh because the father was a tayosh. Yeah, the Torah says you only have to go and give matonois from only from those animals that are shor oise. To sechnoa 50% se. The Rabbanan say sev afilu mikzaseh. That's enough to mechuyim matonis. Reb Leizer Sovart sev aloi mikzaseh. Even though Reb Leizer says I have a suffix whether I should be choishish lezera ha'av. And if I'm choishish lezera ha'av, then this offspring of the offspring of the tayish together with the tzviya, it's only 50%. I'm choishish lezera ha'av. Good, fine. So I'm taka choishish, but it's only 50% seh, not 100% seh. Seh v'loi mitzaseh, I don't say mitzaseh, only gansaseh. But bottom line is, everybody is svuki mesapkele, I choishin zera avonat. Umarapapa, hilkach, l'inyin kizyada, matanis, loi mishkachas, elvitsuya balat, yosha, etc., etc. Mitzvah to be continued till tomorrow. Have a good day, Rabbi Yisrael Zayge, benched, kultiv.